And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm your host. Welcome. Today is a very special program. I'm going to cover a lot. Basically, what you're going to get here is, you're going to get religion in a little different way than you've, in a lot different way than you've heard it before. You see, let me get right down to the nitty-gritty, may I? As the old expression goes, the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that human beings have a soul. We are part earth, part heaven, and therefore we are not simply animals. So never mind the lie about evolution and all that sort of thing. We humans have a soul created in the image and likeness of God. And so we humans are very special in that regard. And so the care of the soul and the relationship between people, see, you're dealing with when you're dealing with other people, you're not simply dealing with a body, like a robot or like an animal. You're dealing with a metaphysical being, someone with a soul. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, there is very much that we need to know about it. Now, what we do is we go to school, and we read the newspaper, and we look at magazines, we go to the internet, and we watch television, all these types of things, and there is precious little information there about the most important things in life. And then, yes, some of us go to church, we go to church. Or we read books on, New Age or spirituality or Buddhism or whatever. And now, when we do that, now there you read things that sound good. And you're glad to see someone talk the important things in life, but something is missing. You see, there's a sameness about life. There's a sort of after you've been to so and so many parties where people stand around and tinkle glasses and eat hors d'oeuvres, and after you've been to enough ball games and enough this is and that, so after you've tasted of all of these things, you find that there's something missing. Now, when we discover that something is missing, some people simply become resentful. And they just, they try to drink more and eat more gourmet food and drink finer beverages and finer wine or more beer or smoke more marijuana or better marijuana or more experience, more height, more mountain climbing, more visits to Nepal, more going to automobile races. They buy a motorcycle. They try to get deeper and deeper and deeper into more and more sensuality. You see what I mean? And those people who have no interest in the spiritual side of life, well, that's all they'll do. They'll just keep doing that. Other people become resentful. And likewise, they dig a little deeper into the material side of things. Other people become discouraged and throw in the towel and say, well, I guess, we're just animals and we just eat, drink, and be merry. And that's it. See, but some of us, even though we might occasionally throw in the towel or we become a bit discouraged or we try sensuality or we try knowledge or we try all these different things, we don't give up our search. We keep searching, searching. We keep looking for that something extra. And those of us who are sincere in our search eventually find more about this important topic in just a moment.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I hope you enjoyed that preamble. So now you can see why I am here. I am seeking to awaken you to continue your search. To continue your search and to find. Now, I offer you some clues, and as a searcher, a seeker myself, I can talk about these things in such a way that I might awaken you, and I might even be able to help you to find out where to look. See? But it's a personal journey, so you'll have to find it yourself. But for many people, hearing somebody like me is a very good thing. First of all, those people who are looking for something deep, something sincere, something untrammeled, uncorrupted, something good, something true. See, they don't know exactly what it is, but all they know is that they haven't found it. They may have thought from time to time they found it, but then they discovered that they haven't, so they keep looking. Well, nice to hear somebody like me, because I'm simply confirming what those types of people already know in their heart, and that is that good does exist, that true does exist, that something pure and innocent does exist, and that's what they yearn for. See? Now, what is it that blocks us from finding? Well, a couple of things. First of all, what blocks us is knowledge. See, the world is full of knowledge. You know, there are libraries everywhere, internet everywhere, magazines and books everywhere, experts everywhere, schools everywhere, teachers, professors, you know, educators everywhere, and they all strut around and spout knowledge. And we, early in life, you know, our parents push us out the door and make us go sit in school day after day, week after week, year after year. And so we have become totally filled up with knowledge. But the kind of knowledge that we've been filled up with is not the kind that leads to discovery, that leads to finding that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. See? It's kind of dead, you know? It's kind of dead. So that's one thing that blocks us. And if you keep looking, see, if you keep looking to experts, if you keep looking to learned people on the outside and people with religious robes on and people with degrees and so on and so forth, all they do is lead you to more knowledge and to themselves and to their... See, but something is missing. They don't lead you to the original source. They themselves are caught up with knowledge. See? Now, the other thing that blocks us is that the world around us doesn't have much of an interest in truth. Have you ever noticed that whistleblowers, for example, very often are persecuted or get fired? You know, a nice whistleblower steps forward and points out and exposes some kind of fraud or something bad that is going on in some organization, and you would think that person would be lauded. You would think he would be a hero. But very often you find that he gets demoted or he gets fired. Now, why is that? Why is that? Another thing, if you look into the average family, you'll see that there are conformists and there are rebels. And very often the rebel is the one that sees the truth clearly. Sees the truth clearly and speaks up about it. And what happens to that, to the person in the family, that one person maybe, that sees the truth, see, and hates phoniness and sees the hypocrisy, see, and doesn't conform to it for brownie buttons of approval and perks. Well, that person is treated as an outcast, as if he or she were a bad person. See, that person is often accused of being crazy or bad or, see, and given treatment or put on drugs or rejected. See, now why is that? Well, it's because human beings tend to have something against the truth. See, the truth exposes all the lies and the folly, but we don't mind truth so much when it points out other people's lies and folly, but we don't like it when it points at us and it shows us, see, each one of us to be a little bit phony or a little bit hypocritical. And the other thing, most of us, we have something against the system. We see the phoniness and the shallowness of it and all that, but we want to get our piece of the pie. We don't want the whole system brought down because first, we want to get our little piece of the pot. We want to get ours. We want to get our dues. See? So, we look forward to receiving a degree ourselves or award ourselves. Some kind of perk ourselves. See, we want to be admired and lauded and thought well of. And see? And so, we want things to go on a little bit longer, just the way they are, and so we can get our piece of the action. And then other people have something against the truth. They don't want the truth to come out and expose all the wrong. And then suppose that the truth came out. All the wrong was exposed, see, and all of a sudden everybody changed for the better. And goodness and truth prevailed and justice. Would you believe that a lot of people wouldn't like that? And you know why? Because then they would have nothing to complain about, no one to judge, no one to blame. See, a lot of people, they spend their time reveling and wallowing in judgment of the wrong, of other people. See, a lot of ladies wallow in judging their husband, or people wallow in judging their boss, or judging the politician, or judging their neighbor. See, and they get a sense of superiority, a secret sense of superiority in judging and feeling superior to others. See how that works? So we actually enjoy a little bit of wrong. And the other reason why we enjoy a little bit of wrong, a little bit of phoniness, a little bit of lies, a little bit of shallowness, is because, well, that way it excuses us to do what we want. See, it excuses us to do what we want. Now, I'll never forget, it was a Mr. Huxley or someone who was one of the founding people of the, I believe it was of evolution, I believe, atheism or evolution, and they asked him about it. And they said, why are you pushing this? See, even, and he said the reason is because he said that religion, see, the idea of God and religion, gets in the way of our sexual proclivities. So even if such people happen to know the truth that there is God and there is good and there is right and wrong and so forth, they hide it, they suppress it, because it interferes with their own pleasure seeking. I will be right back after this announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. My name is Roland. Well, I hope you can see now why you can expect little help from the world in finding, well, what the Christians call salvation. In other words, in returning to God again and finding, refinding God within and reestablishing a rapport with what is good and true and coming back to innocence again. See, you're not going to find much help out there in the world because most people are against it. They just... See, if somebody good came along, they would feel exposed. Why is it that you suppose they persecuted a man like Christ? Why is that? Why did they shout, "Give us Barabbas"? Because he exposed everybody, see, in his presence, in his light, in his goodness, in his innocence. See, he exposed everyone as being wrong. And so they didn't like it, see? In fact, was it Tolstoy? I believe it was Mr. Tolstoy that wrote a short story called The Grand Inquisitor. And it was about, I'll let you read it for yourself, but that was the basic idea. His basic idea that was if Christ were to come back, well, he would be rejected again just as before because of the nature of people. So now you can see, but before you judge people too harshly, you see, notice that you share in that you share in that shying away from truth. See, we don't like being corrected. We don't like being wrong. We don't like someone exposing our wrong. See, so we shy away from truth. We slink away from it. We prefer lies because they're lies and phoniness. See, we can feel comfortable with lies and phoniness. Truth is upbraiding, whereas lies and phoniness are very supportive. So now you know. They support you and make you feel okay. See? So we get into a comfort zone with shallowness and phoniness. And even though we know, you know, it's like drinking. People drink or take drugs, and even though they know it's killing them, or people eat their junk food, see, and lead an improper style and eat wrong and they know it's killing them, but they do it anyway, see, because they feel comfortable with it, all right? So that's the way we all are. So, but I said, if you yearn to, well, if you yearn to be a better person, not simply, you know, to feel better, but to actually be a better person, see, if you yearn to be a better parent, if you see yourself that, if you see that you're impatient with your children, if you see that there's a part of you that's phony and you don't like seeing that impatience and you don't like seeing that phoniness, but you don't know what to do about it, well, then I can help, okay? So now you see that somebody like me is very special, very, very special, because here I am talking to you just as if we were sitting down having a nice conversation across the table, and there you are having a glass of tea or a cup of coffee or a glass of water, and we have a nice discussion. But the thing is that I'm pointing out what you already know. See, I'm pointing out what you already know. And what I'm saying is true. And so and the other thing is no self-interest in this. In other words, I don't make any money at this. I don't get big accolades and awards and Nobel Prizes. See, I don't get anything for it. In fact, I buy the airtime myself. I buy the airtime. I give away the meditation, all my articles and blogs and everything. You can basically read everything for free. The only thing you can buy a... If you wanted to have your own version of the meditation, you could purchase it, or for, as you know, a nominal amount, or you could buy my books, because those cost me something to publish them. So you could buy those. They're very nice books. But otherwise, everything is free. I give it all away. See? So that way you can't reject me by saying, well, he's just trying to make money. I'm not. So you have no excuse to reject me. Therefore, you hear what I say, and if it strikes home, well, good.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. So here I am. Now, before we run out of time, let me tell you about some of the resources that I have. First of all, I have a very nice meditation. And what this meditation does is it helps you to sit still, to go in a room, close the door, and get in a chair, and become still. And observe thought. See, most of us spend all of our time lost in thought. See, your thoughts, your imagination, your all those thinking and planning and scheming and daydreaming and reminiscing and all that sort of thing, worrying and pipe dreams, all of that. See, it's all it all comes from the outside. And when you get lost in that, then you lose who you are, and you lose touch with your intuition. Now, remember I said that you're not going to find much help out in the world as far as regaining innocence again and coming back to what you somehow lost, what you once had as a little child but lost. Well, then looking to the world is not going to do you any good. But where will you find it? Will you find it inside? See, I've always said that intuition is your closest link to God. See, when you see something and you just kind of wordlessly know something. You don't know how or why, but you just wordlessly know. Well, that is, at that moment, you're close to your intuition, and you're actually closer to God, in that He gives us intuition so that we can wordlessly know things. See, so for an intuitive person who lives life spontaneously and who's not all bogged down in their thinking and their imagination, worrying and planning and scheming and so on. And for that person who loves what is right and does what is right without always planning ahead and without worrying about the consequences, he just lives spontaneously and does what's right, and he's happy-go-lucky and innocent and carefree, see? Well, that person is very close to God because they're very close to his intuition or her intuition. And where you become close to your intuition again, see, you would begin to refine that innocence. See, that's where innocence is. See, when you're close to your intuition, you're close to God. See, God is actually your heavenly Father. And what's happened is that there has been a separation between you and Him. And how did this separation occur? Well, it occurred basically, first of all, part of it was inherited because we're born as fallen creatures. We all are. We inherit this fallen nature from Adam and Eve. So we're already separate, but see, we're close to God, and we have intuition when we're little children. But then what happens? Two things. Number one, we are overwhelmed and impressed by or traumatized by the world, all the strutting, prideful ones who claim to have all the answers, and the people that upset us, that say mean things about us or cruel things about us or emotionalize us, get us all excited, or make us resentful and so on. They emotionalize us. They're lost in thinking, Then they feed our mind all the worldly things. And before you know it, we lose track with intuition. Why the meditation is so important, because you can learn to sit still and get out of imagination and get close to your intuition again. When you're close to intuition, it's like having a little pipeline to God, and He wordlessly makes you aware of things. And then you see yourself and you're sorry about what you see, and then you shed a tear, and then joy returns and you're happy and you're carefree and you're closer to God. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org, and we'll get in touch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Yes, go to rolandtrujillo.com, RolandTrujillo, rolandtrujillo.com, or you can go to coachroland.com, that'll work also. And there you can read my articles, listen to the meditation, listen to some of my programs, basically become acquainted, and get back in touch with your own God-given intuition. See, and gradually become free, happy, carefree, as you once were when you were a little child. That's my hope. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.